Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Simplifying Migrations with the WebSphere Application Server Migration Toolkit. Today's presenter is Mohammed Albadawi. Mohammed is one of the lead developers on the WebSphere Application Server Migration Toolkit. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Mohammed.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever you are calling today from around the world. I would like to take this moment to thank you all for taking the time to attend this WebSphere Technical Exchange session. And I would like to discuss with you today how can you migrate your applications to WebSphere version 7 utilizing the WebSphere Application Server Migration Toolkit. So moving on to slide number 2. In our agenda today, I would like to give you a big overall picture, or the big picture and the overall view of the WebSphere Application Migration Toolkit. We call it a toolkit because it contains multiple tools, and we will discuss those tools. I will discuss those tools with you today, focusing on the WebSphere version-to-version migration and the comparative application server migrations that we have. In addition, I will show you some screenshots, share with you some resources where you could access the tool, and at the end, as Joseph mentioned, I'll be more than happy to take any questions and answer them at the end of the session. Moving on to page 3. The purpose of the toolkit is to help developers in updating their applications so that they can run on WebSphere Application Server version 7. The toolkit utilizes the Eclipse platform in that it's installed on top of an Eclipse IDE via the plugin feature. The toolkit is supported on Eclipse version 3.4.2 or above, or on Rational Application Developer version 7.5 or above. The toolkit utilizes the technology from Rational Software Analyzer, which is another product of IBM, and it is a free download for you that is available from the DeveloperWorks website. Next slide, please. The toolkit, as I mentioned earlier, contains multiple tools or multiple products. The first one is a product that will assist you in migrating your applications from an older version of WebSphere, and we call that version-to-version migration. And we support migrating applications from WebSphere version 5.1 all the way to version 7. The second product is migrating applications from a WebLogic application server, Oracle WebLogic application server, to WebSphere version 7. And another tool that we have is one that helps you upgrading your application or migrating your applications from Oracle application server to WebSphere version 7. And the fourth product that we have in this toolkit is a product that supports migrating JBoss applications to WebSphere application server version 7. Page 5, please. This slide shows you the history of the tool. As you can see, the first release was in December 2009, so just over a year that we have released this tool. In version 1.0, which was released in December 2009, we supported J2E applications for WebLogic. You could migrate J2E applications on WebLogic to WebSphere Application Server v7. Version 1.1 added additional support for WebLogic by migrating Java EE5 applications. Version 1.2, released in July of 2010, added support for JBoss application server, and we also added additional rules for Java EE5 in WebLogic. Version 2.0, which was released in September last year, was the first initial release to migrate WebSphere version-to-version applications, and the current release that we have right now that is available is release 2.1, which added support for Oracle application server and enhanced rules for the WebSphere version-to-version migration. Okay, so we continue with discussing the big picture of the product the WebSphere Application Server Migration Toolkit. This is on slide number 6. You see this slide discusses the support for the toolkit. The toolkit is supported as part of WebSphere Application Server v7 support and using the same support channel. So if you have a service contract with IBM for WebSphere Application Server v7, you could use the same service contract for support for this tool. If you do not have a service contract with IBM, you can utilize the public forum on Developer Works to post questions or post remarks, or if you have any reports for us, you could utilize the Developer Works forum for that. The tool is the operating system that is supported is similar to Eclipse in that it supports Windows and Linux because it is a plugin for Eclipse. And the tool is supports globalization, and it is translated into multiple languages, German, Spanish, French, Japanese, Brazilian, Portuguese, Korean, and I believe in some of the tools even contain simplified Chinese as well. Moving on to slide number 7. In this slide, what you're looking at, just like any other project, when you decide to move your applications from one version of WebSphere to another version of WebSphere, or move your applications from one application server, say WebLogic, to WebSphere, there are several tasks that take place, such as planning, changing the code, building the code, deploying the code, testing it, and so on. The toolkit's primary support is to focus only on the application migration. From the data that we gather from our service experts and the business partners, we can estimate that the application code migration, which is the time necessary to make application changes to make it work on version 7, is around 17% of the overall tasks. So the toolkit here, the purpose of this toolkit is to help you minimize and reduce that 17% as much as possible. So it does not cover the other areas that you need to do in terms of planning and testing and so on, but it mainly focuses on the application code by identifying the application logic or modules that will fail or will not behave correctly on WebSphere application server version 7. Okay? Let's move to slide number 8. Okay. So that was the big overall picture of the migration toolkit. And in the next few slides, I will discuss with you the first tool, which is the WebSphere version to version migration of the toolkit. Slide number 9. Now, in the old days, if you wanted to move your application, let's say from version 5 to version 7, you will have to go and look inside the code and figure out what modules might fail, what module might not install successfully in version 7, or you have to go through a lot of documentations and figure out where things would fail and so on. Now it's easier than ever using this toolkit to migrate your applications from an older release of WebSphere to V7. In fact, we're supporting migrating from version 5.1 or version 6.0 or version 6.1 to V7. Once you install the tool into your Eclipse plugin, in your Eclipse IDE or RAD, you could run the tool to scan your application logic. And the tool, once scans the application logic, it has a collection of rules that we gather from our experts and our business partners on things that might fail or things that might behave differently on version 7. And the tool will flag these lines of code where you should make where there is a possible error. And so the tool programmatically scans the customer applications and identifies these things. Now, once the rule flags a line of code, the tool will give you a dynamic help associated with that rule. It tells you this line is a potential problem in V7, or this line will not work in V7, and you know here's information about what's going on, with some links to external websites or links to the information to the info center about that specific line that we identified. In addition to that, in some cases where the changes are simple or the changes can be done automatically, the tool itself can perform the change for you in the code. So you could right-click it, and we call that quick fix, and it will fix the code for you. Okay. Moving on to slide 10. This slide shows the areas of the applications that the tool will look for. So when we are scanning your application, an older application in WebSphere to version, and we want to move that to version 7, we look at remove features. For example, if there was a module or a technology that was utilized, let's say, in version 5.1 and has been removed in version 6, we know this module will not work in WebSphere version 7, and we will flag for you the classes or the import statements or whatever that feature is inside the code and identify that this feature will not work in version 7. So we scan six different areas, remove features, deprecated features. Deprecated features will continue to work because, you know, the APIs are still there. However, we would like you as a developer to know that this feature has been deprecated and might be removed in a future release. So it's up to you to take an action right now on it, or you want to, or to hold off. Behavior changes. From one release to another release, there are some areas in WebSphere where the behavior has changed from one release to another one. And usually those are the most difficult ones to find out because the code will execute. Your application will run. However, at runtime, you might get different behavior. So this is an area that would be of high interest to you. The other area that we look for is Java RE5 differences, so that if you're migrating from version 1.4, JRE 1.4 to Java RE5, there are some differences in the specifications, and we will identify that for you. The same thing for JRE 6. And finally, you know, since Java EE has evolved over time from version 5.1 to version 7, and the technology of Java EE has changed, the specification has been tightened or enforced, those differences, we also check the code for them, and we'll flag the areas where we think there's potential problems in your applications moving on to version 7. Okay? Next slide, please. So the value of the tool is that, number one, it has an integrated help for each rule to aid the migration. So once we identify a module in your application that potentially could fail, there's an integrated help that sits right there next to it that will tell you what is the issue here and where can you get additional information. It provides you an automated quick fix wherever it's possible. Right? And you no longer need to go reading through documentation or source code or asking developers, you know, who wrote the applications and you know, or go through trial and error and install and see if it, how it behaves. It kind of helps you eliminate all that and give you easy path to migrating to WebSphere version 7. Okay? Moving on to slide number 12. So this is a screenshot I wanted to put here so that, you know, to put all the information that we're talking about in just one screenshot to make it easier for you to grasp what's going on. What you see here is the tool that has been installed already into Eclipse plugin, as an Eclipse plugin. Now, part of the tool is the documentation. We have a documentation on the tool that will tell you in detail how to install the tool as an Eclipse plugin or install it on RAD, Russian Application Developers. So I'm not going to go through the process of installing it in this presentation. But once you install it in Eclipse, and you, as you see in this picture, you could run the tool against the source code that you're available, and it will and once it runs completely, it will create this tab that's called Software Analyzer tab, Software Analyzer Results, at the end of the screen, and which is divided into two panes, one on the left and one on the right. The one on the left tells you how many total results. As you can see in this example, my demo has 21 results, meaning we have found 21 issues that you need to look at. And on the right side of the pane, you see four different tabs: Java code review, JSP code review, XML file review, class path review. These are the rules, or these are the things that we know of that might fail or that you need to look at in your application. In the Java code review, these are the rules that ran against .java files. So, for example, if you look at this one, it says use matching throw clause in an EJBB class. This is a rule that when we scan your application, we notice that your application, you know, could potentially have a problem. And same thing you'll find in the JSP, in the XML review, and on the class path review. There are several options. Once you run the scanning, you could view the results just by right-clicking and say View Results, and it will highlight the issue in the source code. If at this moment you press F1, you will see the dynamic screen of the dynamic help tell you exactly the full details about this rule. You could do a quick fix. In this case, all the rules that have a quick fix, you will see a light bulb associated next with them on the icon. Right away, it will change the code to what it's supposed to be. Or you could do a preview with a quick fix, which will open for you a screen. I'll show you later on an additional screenshot, a comparison view, comparing the old source code with the new source code. And if you're happy with that, then you could apply the quick fix. You could ignore the results, meaning which will add a comment says ignore the results, so that next time you run the scan, this entry will no longer get flagged. You could quick fix all, meaning, okay, I have many of these errors, and I know that they all need to be fixed, so quick fix all on this rule. Or you could say quick fix all category, as the rules that we have are divided into different categories. For example, behavior categories, GRE categories, GRE 6 categories, and so on. So you say, okay, fix all the ones in that specific category. So it's really simple. Once you install the tool in your IDE and you run the scan, it's visual in front of you to decide to view the results, to get the help, to do a quick fix or at least preview the quick fix. And if there's no quick fix available, at least you have the integrated help that will tell you what the problem is. Okay? So let's move on to slide number 13. On slide number 13, this is the number of rules that we currently have for the WebSphere version to version migration. And if you look at the slide, it shows, for example, if you're migrating from version 5 or from version 5.1, from WebSphere version 5.1 to version 6, we have 15 rules along the Java code. We have 4 rules in the GSP space. In the version 6.0 to version 6.1, we have 19 rules in the Java space, 3 of which have a quick fix, we can fix your code. To migrate from version 6.1 to 7.0, there's 11 rules in the Java space, 2 of which have a quick fix, 3 rules in the XML space, we don't have a quick fix for those, and 2 rules in the GSP space, 1 with a quick fix. So really, if you are migrating from version 5.1 all the way to version 7, all 93 rules will be applicable to your application, and it will scan your application with all these 93 issues that you need to look at and identify them for you. Okay? The last column for definition is the deprecation rule. Those deprecation rules, as mentioned, will flag, but it's up to you to make the changes because it's deprecated, it's still there, but it's recommended that you no longer use that technology. Okay? Let me give you some sample on slide 14, if we can move to slide 14. Here's some sample rules for the .java files. Let's look at the second one, for example. Use big decimal to plain string method instead of to string method. When J2SC 5.0 came along, it changed the behavior of the big decimal .toString method. So when you print a line using the toString method, J2SC version 1.4 prints different line than J2SC version 5. So this is, if you are displaying this on a web page or you're displaying this on a report or whatever your code is utilizing the toString method on a big decimal, now its behavior has changed. Notice that it still will compile, it still will execute, but the result will be different than what you expected or how it behaved in the past. So this rule will scan your application for the toString method on a big decimal and will flag it for you and say, okay, this toString method, you know, has been modified, and we'll provide you the integrated help that explain to you what was the behavior, what is the new behavior, and additional links to, for example, to the Java docs or the Info Center. And since there is a quick fix for this one, because in J2SC 5, the specification added the method to plain string, and plain string has equivalent behavior to the older to string method. So once we detect this, we will give you the option to say, okay, quick fix it for me, and what we will do, we'll go ahead and modify the to string method to become to plain string. This way, preserving the behavior that your application had before moving to J2SC version 5, right? If you look at another example on the first rule, check for behavior change on service response default content type. There is no quick fix for this one, but it's important for you to know if you are using an HTTP service response, for example, this is a WebSphere behavior change. In the previous versions of WebSphere, it used to be the content type, if you do not set it yourself, it would be text/HTML. In the new release of WebSphere, the content type is text/plain. Now, if your application, especially like a client, is expecting text/HTML, it will fail, right, because now it will be receiving text/plain. So there's a behavior change in WebSphere, and we will flag that for you so that you take a look at it. If you're not utilizing this feature or you're not utilizing the default content, everything will work fine, but at least as a developer, you know that this is something you need to look at as something has changed between one release or another release. The last example on the .java one is, for example, a feature that has been removed in WebSphere version 5.1. It has a technology called Object Pool. And if you utilize the classes of Object Pool in version 5.1, well, those classes were removed in WebSphere version 6 and beyond. So definitely your code will not work in version 7. So, the tool will identify all the classes that are in the object pool and flag those for you. I will tell you that this feature is no longer available. And as an architect or as a developer, you need to go ahead and take the appropriate action by changing your code or do whatever is necessary to make sure this code runs on version 7. Okay. Moving on to slide number 15. Here's a couple of sample rules on the .jsp files. Look at the second one, for example. Check for a reserved sequence, the pound and the curly bracket in JSP files. Now, the pound and curly bracket became a reserved keyword in JSP 2.1. So if you have this pound curly bracket in your template text of a JSP file, before JSP 2.1, that would have been just fine. But if you have that in 2.1, if you have the pound curly bracket in your JSP file, moving it now to version 7, which supports JSP 2.1, that will fail, right? So we identify this entry inside your JSP file, and if you're interested, we can quick fix that, meaning we can put automatically the escaping character before the pound curly bracket, so your JSP file continues to behave the same way. Okay, let's move on to slide number 16. Here is another example of a rule that we have that scans XML files. Let's look at the first one, for example. Do not use bean-managed persistence in EJB 3.0 projects. In WebSphere version 6.1 with the EJB 3 feature pack, it allowed you to use bean-managed persistence, which is the old EJB technology, 2.1 technology, inside an EJB 3.0 project. Now, EJB 3.0, as we know, supports now JPA technologies. So you shouldn't be mixing the bean-managed persistence and the JPA persistence at the same time. But WebSphere version 6.1 in the feature pack, it allowed you. However, in version 7, this is no longer allowed. So if you have a mixed flavor of EJBs, bean-managed persistence and JPA persistence in one EJB project, even though this might have worked in your version 6.1 with a feature pack, it will no longer work in version 7. So we will scan the XML files and look for this entry, look for those mixed entries between the bean managed persistence and the JP and the in version 3.0, and we will flag this for you, tell you this module will no longer work in version 7, and the dynamic help will give you a lot more details about this rule. So those are just some samples of the rules that we have. In the documentation that we ship along with the product, it lists all the available rules and all the available rules and some descriptions for them. And the product, as I mentioned, itself has the integrated help that will give you information on each rule. So I hope that you have an overall picture of how these rules work on all these different files. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 17. Okay, so we covered the big picture and the WebSphere version-to-version migration. Now let's cover the competitive application server migrations to WebSphere, which is the non-IBM application server. So if you have an application running in a non-IBM environment like WebLogic, JBoss, or Oracle AS, and you would like to move that into WebSphere. Okay, moving on to slide number 18. As I mentioned earlier, these are the application servers that are supported: WebLogic, JBoss, and Oracle. And each one of these is a tool in the toolkit. In other words, you can go to the developer works and download only that specific tool that you're of interest to you. So if you only have WebLogic in your environment, so you're not really interested in JBoss or Oracle or even version-to-version migration, you could just download the WebLogic application and the WebLogic application server to V7 tool and install that in your IDE. Or if you have all of them, you could bring down all of them and install them in the same IDE. So the tool, each tool is a separate download file, but you could combine the installation in the same IDE. Moving on to the next slide. Now, I'm not going to go in detail as I've done on the version-to-version migration, but in this slide, I want to show you the number of rules that we have right now for these different application servers. So this is the WebLogic, slide number 19 shows the WebLogic J2E 1.4 rules, total of 31 rules, 19 quick fixes. Those are divided as 10 in the Java space, 18 in the XML space, 2 in the JSP space, and 1 in the class path space. Meaning that if you have an application, a WebLogic application, and you want to move that application to version 7, you run this technology against it, and these are the areas that we know of that could potentially fail or that you need to make some changes to it before you move it to WebLogic to WebC version 7. And these are the number of rules. I'm not going to go in detail. As I mentioned, the documentation contains a list of all the rules, their names, and the description of each rule. Moving on to slide number 20. This is a continuation of WebLogic. However, this one shows the Java EE5 rules. You can see like the EGP3O technologies, the JPA technologies, and additional other technologies. Total of 27 rules, 18 of which have quick fixes that we could write on the IDE, just right-click it and say quick fix and we'll fix the issue for you. And they are divided between the Java space and the XML space. On slide 21, we move to slide 21, we have the JBoss rules. Similar to the other ones, we have a total of 17 rules, 9 of which have quick fixes, and they're divided as 4 in the Java space, 12 in the XML space, and 1 in the class path space. When I mention class path, these are the things that scan the manifest.mf file. Both WebLogic and JBoss utilize different style of setting up the class path than WebSphere, and they add that information into the manifest.mf file, and the toolkit has the rules to detect this information and fix it for you. Okay. Moving on to slide 22. This is the Oracle application server rules. We have 3 rules in the Java space, 19 in the XML space, and 1 rule in the JSP space. So if you have an application running on Oracle AS and you want to move that into WebSphere, you could run this technology against it and identify the issues that you need to change. Okay. Let's move on to slide 23. Now I want to show you some screenshots, additional screenshots about the tool that maybe will give you a better understanding. Okay, so we're on slide number 24 now. So once you install the tool in an Eclipse IDE, you will find you can start it by clicking either on the icon, as you see that is highlighted, or through the Run menu, there will be an entry called Analysis or Analyze Last Launched. Once you click on this icon, it will create or it will launch the configuration dialog, and you'll see that on slide number 25. We can move to slide 25. It will launch this dialog box for you. And let me talk a little bit about this dialog box. On the left-hand side, you create as many configurations as you want. You could say, you know, for example, my demo one, this is a test, or whatever, just give it a name for the configuration. And on the right-hand side, you can select the rules that you would like to execute. In addition to that, there are a predefined rule set so that you don't have to go and set and select these rules. It will automatically select the ones you want. For example, you could see in the drop-down it says WebLogic Application Migration. So if you go to the rule set and select WebLogic Application Migration and click the word Set or the Set button, it will automatically select the appropriate rules that you need to run against WebLogic. If you are interested in JBoss application migration, you would just say JBoss application migration, click set, and it will select only the specific rules that are applicable to JBoss. If you have WebSphere version to version migration and you install the tool, you will find three entries there. The one that says from from migrate version 5.1 to version 7, migrate version 6.0 to v7, or migrate from 6.1 to v7. So if you select, for example, select version 5.1 to v7, it will select only the appropriate rules for that migration. Even if you utilize the rule set, you still can go in these rules just by clicking on the plus sign and select the ones that you need. While you are viewing those rules, if you need any help about the rule, you can always click on this question mark icon on the lower left-hand corner of this dialog box, and it will open that dynamic help. So you could even utilize the dynamic help before you run the before you run the scanning capabilities, and select which rule and view the help on that rule and see if you're interested in running that rule or not. In addition to the rules that are required for the application migration, since this tool is built on top of the Rational Software Analyzer, we have additional rules out there for enhancement purposes, not really not really required to migrate your application. It will, some of them will scan your application code to check for just code neatness and stuff like that. Those are, you could run them at your leisure and just to make sure your application code is clean and appropriate. But those are not required. The ones that are required are the ones that once you set the rule set, they will automatically get selected for you. Okay. All right, so assuming now you went ahead and, let's say, selected the WebLogic application migration or the V2V migration, you click Set, you click the Apply button, and then Analyze, which will go ahead and analyze the code that you have inside the IDE. Now, the scope of the analysis is defined on the Scope tab. So you could select a specific project, or you could select the whole workspace. And you could also run the analysis from the IDE, from the Explorer window. So you could even just run the analysis on a package only, on a multiple project, or even down to a single file. You could just run all the analysis on a specific file by right-clicking it and say, run the analysis on this file. So you really, the scope of the analysis is very much flexible on the way you on how much you want to analyze. Okay, let's move on to slide number 26. This slide shows the quick fix preview that I had mentioned in the past. So in this example, we flagged some code in your application, and that will not work on WebSphere. And when you right click it and say preview the quick fix, it will open this compare tool for you that shows you on the right hand side what the code was, and you could, for example, say weblogic.jndi.wl-initial-context-factory, and on the right-hand side, if you were to apply the quick fix, what the code will change to, and it will change to, for example, com.ibm.websphere.naming.wl-initial-context-factory, so that if you want to get an initial-context-factory, for example, to look up homes or whatever, EJB homes, you have to use the IBM technology versus the WebLogic technology. It will catch that string for you and tell you this string will no longer work in IBM application server and needs to be an IBM compatible. And since we know what the string should be, we provide that quick fix for you. If you are not happy with the preview, just simply close it and the code will not change. If you are happy with the preview, just right click it again and say quick fix, which will automatically change the string to the appropriate value for you. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 27. Okay, so this slide shows some of the results that once we flag the code that we do not have a quick fix for. As you saw, some of the rules we can flag, but we do not have a quick fix for that requires the developer to take a look at. For example, here you are creating an initial context using a properties object. You could put any value, key value pair in a properties object. So we want to make sure that all the key value pairs that you have are valid for IBM application server, WebSphere application server. So we just highlight this line of code, say, okay, this is a line of code that you should just take a look at it, make sure that you're not passing invalid values. And if you are, you know, once the developer look at the source code and identify it, say, okay, I'm happy with this, they could just go ahead and click ignore result, which will mark, which will, as I mentioned, will just add a small Java comment right on top of this line, says this has been ignored by the analysis, so that next time if you run the analysis, this line of code will no longer get flagged. And you see there's a check mark next to it without a light bulb in the icon, that just to show you that it doesn't have a quick fix associated with it. Okay. Let's move on to slide number 28. So going through our agenda, we discussed the big picture, the version-to-version migration, talked about the non-IBM application server migration to WebSphere, showed you some screenshots, and now I want to mention a few or give you some of the resources where you could download the toolkit and so on. So let's move on to slide 29. Okay. The first link is the link to the download website. As I mentioned, the toolkit is free for download. You could download it from the Developer Works website. And if you're interested in the English documentation, you could use this link right away. If you need the documentation in other languages, the one I mentioned earlier, you download the actual zip file of the toolkit, which will contain multiple PDF files in the languages, in different languages. So if you want only just the English one, we have a direct link. But if you want the non-English ones, download it from the previous link, the whole toolkit, and select, and you could open the PDF file of the language you are interested in. As I mentioned, we have the discussion forum for the toolkit where you could come in, ask questions about the toolkit, or if you have, you know, some code, for example, that the analysis did not catch, we would love to hear that from you. If you could post that on the forum, say, I have this snippet of code or I have this scenario that, the toolkit should be catching, definitely there's something we'll be interested to hear from you on. Or you have any questions or if you have any issues or errors, utilize the forum. It is monitored and we periodically look at it. Okay, on next slide, number 30. This is a technical article that was written by one of our experts in the field, and it mainly discusses WebLogic to WebSphere migration, but this is a technical article that you're interested in. And as I mentioned, the product is built on the Rational Software Analyzer, and if you're interested in that product and the capabilities that provide in scanning software and scanning code, you could utilize this link for the software analyzer. Okay. Moving on to slide 31. In summary, the purpose of this presentation was to show you that the IBM WebSphere Migration Toolkit will help you or simplify application migration to version 7. You can migrate your older application of WebSphere from version 5.1 to version 7, or you can migrate your applications from different other application servers, WebLogic, JBoss, or Oracle AS, to WebSphere application server version 7. Next slide, please. Now, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources about WebSphere products. You can visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about the upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcast, just like the one you attended today. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information, and you can visit the WebSphereUserGroup.org for the user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up and running very quickly. The Service Request SR tool is for Password Advantage clients to open, update, and view the PMRs online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. And with that, we'll move to slide number 33, and I believe Joseph will take from here.
Thank you, Mohammed, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the line for questions.
And we have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. I do see two additional questions here in the group chat, So I'm going to announce them verbally to our speaker, and hopefully, Mohammed, you'll be able to answer them.
Sure.
The first question here comes from Amanda Picon, and his question is, can I use this tool for migrating from version 6 to version 7?
Yes, for the application migration. Yes, you can utilize the tool to migrate from WebSphere version 6.0 to version 7. That's correct.
Thank you, Mohammed. And the next question here is from Fernando. And his question is, I have seen that it's possible to migrate from version 6 to version 6.1 and from version 6.1 to version 7. So is it possible to migrate directly from version 6 to version 7?
Yes, and actually that is the supported path. In other words, the slide that I showed shows the differences between 6.0 and 6.1 and 6.1 to version 7. However, from the rule set, you could say, I would like to select the rule set that says migrate from version 6.0 to version 7 and will automatically cover all the things that necessary to move you to version 7. And the same thing for version 5.1. So if you want to move from version 5.1 to version 7 without moving to 6.0, without moving to 6.1 directly, you just simply select that rule set and it will cover all the necessary rules to move you all the way to version 7.
Perfect. Thank you, Mohammed. And it looks like at this point in time, we do not have any further questions. So we will conclude the presentation.